Okay, welcome back, everybody. So we finished the presentation and you have a lot of questions. You want to see some analysis on some stocks. You wanted to see wealth charts. You wanted to see Motive Wave. So let me show you. This is TradingView and I set up my charts here. I have the six time frames. Now, just for a quick top-down approach. So weekly, daily, 4 hour. Oh, this should be 1 hour, 1 hour, 15 minute and 5 minute. Okay, so it should be, yeah, that's just for a quick top-down approach. And this happens to be Apple. Okay, doesn't matter what it is. This is just how a good top-down approach. Now I just wanna show wealth charts. So this is how wealth charts presents. Now this is Meta, the 4 hour. I just happen to have it up. And look at this. This is your breakout four trade right over here. You have the purple arrow and then the gray. So this would have shown up on the scanner as a buy right over here on the 4 hour. So that was at 276. And then we went up to 299, back down again. And then the high was about 306. So anyway, this would have shown up on the scanner, not on the wealth charts, but on the other scanners. Now, Motive Wave looks like this. Okay. So here's the Aussie, the weekly, and you know, you can look at the, you know, the different time frames. This is what it looks like. This is not good. I have two awesome oscillators here. Okay, let me get rid of one. Okay, this is what it looks like on the hourly. And it was very interesting, the video that David played, because I was talking earlier about the currencies and how it's really important to understand which currencies are strong, which currencies are weak, are the dollar pairs moving? I mean, this is what I did every single day for a very, very long time when I traded currencies, making sure that I would take advantage of the strong currencies to buy those and the weak currencies to sell those. And so that was very interesting and apropos that he showed that little video. Okay, so I'm being asked to show some of these stocks. So let me go back to my, why don't we go back? Okay, maybe I should show three time frames. You want to see the 15 minute and the 5 minute. So let me set this up to two time frames. Oh, I'm not very good at this. I forgot how to do this. Oh, I'm not very good at this. Okay, well, let me go to my trading view and let's just do two time frames here. Okay, and let's do the 15 minute and the 5 minute and let's put up your charts that you want to see. Okay. Okay. PLTR. And if you have any other questions that you want answered, please type it in the box now that I am here. Okay. So the first thing that this is very choppy. The first thing that I notice here, look at this, on the 15 minute, one of our setups, we have an upper purple. Okay. Then we have a lower gray. And then we have an upper gray and we're looking for a lower purple. And that's it. This would have been the trade right here to sell it here for a lower purple. That's on the 15 minute. And once you see the lower purple, let's call up the 5 minute. Okay, well, we gap down. So we get a lower purple on both the 15 minute and the 5 minute. And what are we looking for? We're looking for a move back up, at least to the wave, because that's equilibrium. That's equilibrium, okay? And a move up to the wave, the top of the wave on the 15 minute is the equivalent of the move up to the tunnel on the 5 minute. That's how it works. Now, if you're, so presumably you're day trading this and you're wanting to know what to do right here. And the question is, the answer is, well, I don't know what to do right here. I can tell you that this was a beautiful opportunity, and it's also a beautiful five wave down in Elliott wave analysis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, followed by a correction. Whenever you see sideways price movement, and with our indicators, we have red, 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 and then you have a gray, this is the end of the correction. And then you have a five wave move down, which you can't see because we gapped lower. I mean, we had a strong gap lower. So what do? You come into the market and you see this strong move down. The only thing that you can do is to see, all right, is this the end of the move? And are we going to come back at least for a correction back up to the wave? And that's what we did. So how can you take advantage of this? Well, on the 5 minute, you see that the awesome oscillator really, really started to bottom out here when we see the red histogram bars. So at this point, you do not want to sell. This awesome oscillator stops you from selling. And when you see go from green to red above this, this is a five simple moving average. This tells you that the correction has started. And we are at least coming back to the zero line on the awesome oscillator and coming back to the wave on the wave on price. Okay, does that answer your question about PLTR? Is that what you wanted to see? Okay, now let's go on to NEO and see what NEO is doing. Okay, well, same story here. I mean, we gap down, so this is the New York market open. Okay, we gap down. We came down, we're stretched. We have a very, really, awesome oscillator is making a very large bottom. So this is probably a market turning point. And then what are we looking for? We're looking for the awesome to come back to the zero line. We're looking for price to come back to the wave. So this is very weak. Okay. This NEO is very weak. And how do I know it's weak? Well, it's weak because look at the correction. I mean, it's barely, barely making it up to the wave here. I mean, we've already, okay, this is the 5 minutes. So we have, I don't know, a couple of hours of trading sideways. When you have a sideways correction like this, it means that the market is weak, and it could mean that price will come down again. Okay. Could mean like the awesome oscillator comes back to the zero line. So that's been satisfied. And the market hasn't corrected like hardly at all. So that's a weak market. It means that we can, we can go lower. Maybe AFRM will give you a better indication. Okay. So let's just do that. Ah, interesting. Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Look at this. Yeah, this is great. This is a 15-minute chart. Now I see a purple here. I see, let me just see if I see awesome oscillator divergence. So that signifies the peak. Look what happens here. We trade down into the wave, we trade sideways, and then we come all the way down to the tunnel with a gray arrow. And this is this is a breakout four trade. Looking for a move back up again. Okay, and that's what we had. Well, let's just go on to the 5 minute. So notice you have a gray arrow here, and that's similar to that's the equivalent of a purple. These are swing moves, by the way. The purple swing is the biggest swing move, then comes gray, then yellow, then red, then blue. So notice when we are moving up along the wave, every time we come down into the wave and we get the reds, you want to be buying. We get the blue blues as well into the filter, but every time the market comes down into the wave, you want to be buying. You could literally draw a channel around this uptrend move. You can do that and see that we a parallel channel. Okay. Look what happened. We broke down. Well, this should go up higher. We broke down, we retested, and then we came down to the tunnel. Not a huge move, but this is very bullish pattern. And we had nice awesome oscillator peak here, and we have divergence. Yeah. So let's just go back to the 5 minute. Yeah, I mean it's possible that this continues higher now. Okay, and then the last one is Roku. Yeah, okay. Whenever you see something like this, gap up like this, and you get the purple and everything is so stretched from the moving averages, don't buy up here, okay? Just don't buy. You have to wait at least until it comes back. Just don't. It's just, I mean, it could have ran higher, but this is just warning sign. And also you have a long tail up here, so a long tail is an indication that the sellers have gained control, the buyers have lost control, and then you see some red candles moving down. So yeah, so now we're at equilibrium right here. We are definitely at equilibrium. Yeah, I mean we're at equilibrium now. So what time is it? It's 12:40. I mean, could we go higher now? Yes, we could. Your stop has to be below, these lows, clearly. Okay. Other questions, real versus fake breakout breakdown, possible checklist. Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? With a breakout and a breakdown, just want to be at one checklist question would be, am I close to a market top or a market bottom? In other words, has the market moved a lot already? Okay, because if it's moved a lot already, then you will have more likely have a false breakout or breakdown. So you just want, and you could have a market reversal. So you do not want to, so you do, yeah, if you have an overextension, that would be one of the checklist questions that you have. Okay. That's really the best advice that I can give you with breakout or breakdowns. Okay, another one for breakout or breakdown. Look at the Elliott wave pattern and see if we have something like this, where you have a trend move. So that would be your first leg, and then a sideways consolidation. So remember, I said that Elliott wave moves happen in threes. So this would be the first leg. This would be the sideways. This would be a really good breakdown level right over here. And then what would you target? You would target this the length of this. So let's do that. So if we go from here to here, and then you want to duplicate that, this would be your target for this move. So this would be your breakdown point. So the second question on the checklist is, do you have a pattern, an Elliott wave pattern, like a for a move of equality? Remember, I said that we have ABCs and 1, 2, 3s always. And just what we're not sure about is, are we going to do a 4 and a 5? So this is another thing on your checklist. See a pattern. And then another thing on your checklist would be, do you have are we at the end of the trend, and do you see a head and shoulders pattern? Okay. Now you don't see it here because we gapped up. Like this is, the data isn't so great on this. Yeah, it's not so great on here. Yeah, Roku is. Look at this. Look at this. This is a 4 hour. Okay, here, let me put the 1 hour on here. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so look to see if you have a head and shoulders pattern. Another trick that I can show you is, if you trade down, let's say you trade down, since you have a yellow, so that's bigger than the red. So we made a new low here. How do you know if it's going to trade up? Where would you leave your breakout price? You would leave it like over here, right over here, the previous high. So this is a good breakout trade. Okay, previous high or above the wave, like it's all in the same area, same general area. Okay, so that answered that question. Anything else? Chewy. See if Chewy has a buy signal. I want to trade down. Yeah, okay. Oh, there are a few other ones too. Qualcomm, okay, let me do some of the previous requests first. What time frames? Hi, Denny girl. What time frame do you want to see Qualcomm on? Pick two, what time frame? Oh boy, look at this. Yeah, let me go up to the bigger time frame here. I thought you were going to say that. Okay, I'm actually going to put the daily and the weekly on. Whoops, hang on here. Why is this? Okay. Huh. I just want to see something here. Let me just, okay. All right. Look, I just this is on the weekly. Look what we have here. We have a purple arrow here, and then we have a purple arrow. The market is stretched. The market comes down to below the tunnel, and we get a lower purple. I'm not sure why it's a purple and not a gray, but that's okay. So just based on the weekly, and then we have a red, just based on the weekly. As long as we hold these lows, we can go higher. In the worst case scenario, we take out these lows and make another new low for a buy. Okay, so that's on the weekly and on the daily. Yeah, here we have a purple gray. So this is one of our trade setups. So again, if we hold this low, then we can trade higher. If we take out this low, then I would anticipate this purple will move to the right. We will have a new low, and then you would start all over again to look for a bottom. Okay. And then you wanted to see MNST. Is that what you're seeing as well, Denny girl? Okay. MNST. MN. Okay, great. MNST. So let's look at that. What time frames do you want MNST on? Oh, this is nice. Really nice. Okay. Why isn't this MNST? Well, I have the weekly and the daily on here. So this is where we talked about the purple being stretched. Now we're into the wave again. So now let's look at the daily, which is good. I mean, it's not stretched anymore. We've had some kind of a correction, and this is beautiful on the daily because we have the purple, and then the market came all the way back down into the tunnel. So same story here with this one. If we break these lows, then we could make a slight new low, but we're bottoming. We're bottoming. We're bottoming. We just don't know if we're going to trade up from here, if we're just going to take out these and make just a slight low below the tunnel. That's a possibility. Okay. And so more into the wave. So another few dollars possibly down to 53.54. It's possible. Okay. And then up again. That's just my view, as long as we hold. Okay. Chewy. And I don't know what time frames we're looking. Okay. Okay, well, look at this. Look at this. Okay, yeah, it's not. All right, whenever we are below the tunnel like this, okay, we're in a downtrend. We're bearish. It's bearish, okay? We're below the tunnel. It's bearish. And look what happened. We came up to the wave, and then we turned around and came down. This is the weekly. So we don't have any indication yet that this is turning around. We do have a purple arrow here. So it and we have five waves down. So it could be that we turn around or we make a new low and then we turn around. But we're still below the tunnel. So I would really want to see this kind of price action before buying it. And we can go down to the smaller time frames. You can certainly take a correction back up to the wave or back up to the filter. You can take a corrective trade, but I would want to see something like this for a move higher and a break above here. This is bearish still. Yeah, bearish. But do you want to sell it here? No, because we're extended. So let's go to the 4 hour and the hourly. Yeah. So if you wanted to base your decision on the hourly, do you want to sell it here? Not really, because it's extended. You really want to sell up into the wave, right? Into the wave or up into the tunnel. So are you thinking of buying it or selling it? That's my question for you, Chewy. You want to trade it down. Yeah. So either way is fine. Yeah. You don't really want to be selling it here unless it's just short term and you'd go to a smaller time frame. I know you trade on the smaller time frames, 5 and 15, but your stop has to be really tight. So yeah, I mean, you want to wait for a pullback. If we break down below these levels, then yeah, we'll probably go lower, couple dollars maybe. Okay. We have 5 minutes left. So was there anything else that you okay, I'll look at Microsoft. Look at this. Beautiful on the 4 hour. Look at this. We had the purple and we had the gray. This would have shown up on the 4 hour scanner for a buy right over here. Beautiful. It's beautiful. Now That's on the 4 hour on the hourly. And look at this. Remember I said that if you get a purple, gray, you're looking for a purple, a higher purple. We got the higher purple. So your buy was over here on the 15 minute at 319 and looking for the higher purple at 334. So now what's happening is it's coming down on the 15 minute. I don't know. I have the 4 hour and the 15 minute. That's I don't know how I got that. So if you're looking to buy it, you want to look for a gray. You want it to come down some more. Looking for a gray down here. Education is included. I explain all of these setups. I did all new videos about a month ago. Okay, so that's Microsoft. I mean, I like Microsoft. It's nice, right? It's nice. This is the daily. I like Microsoft. Could we trade back down again a bit? Yeah, we can, but I like it. And why do I like it? Well, look, the wave is above the tunnel, prices is moving higher. We had our nice correction, right? We were anticipating this correction once we broke down below this wave, and I like it. Okay. I looked at gold earlier, so I'm not going to look at that again. And EDU, did we do EDU? Okay, EDU. And tell me the is this it? Tell me the time frames that you want to look at. Okay, this is very interesting. Look at this. All right. So we have the daily on the right and the 4 hour on the left. That's like, let me put it the other way around. Daily, 4 hour, right. Okay, this is very interesting. I mean, I would like to see, we have a nice divergence here. I would like to see us coming down somewhere in here, and then that would be a really nice buy. And so that would be a move down into the wave here and a move down into the tunnel here. Yeah. But it looks good. Looks good. I would be looking for more of a pullback.